Court is now in session. It's Sports and Courts with Justice for Jacksonville attorney Brett Hastings.
All right, let's get right to it. Brett Hastings does join us now. He is our legal analyst. He is from the law firm of...
Good song, The Whistle, by the
way. Yeah, it is.
Talking about your whistling
Rocky
fetish.
Don't be careful. I'll get right into the Rocky Top. JusticeForJacksonville.com. I'm just warning you. I mean, you brought it up.
Hastings will hang up on your ass.
He
charge you $250 to hang up.
Hey, man, there's no fee unless we win. We don't bill by the hour. Okay?
Well, in that case, you won the last 10. In that case, you won the last 10 years against Tennessee.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, Brett, good to have you with us. Hey, let's get right into it now. Roger Goodell levies the punishment. And then he can hear the appeal. Now, that doesn't seem right, the collective, but you told me that's been struck down. Is that correct?
Well, let me tell you. Here's what the NFL is going to argue. I think, you know, what the NFL did was, quote, hand-pick Ted Wells. Is that the guy, right, Rick Ballew, to do the investigation?
Yes,
and the
you're
NFL
correct.
Is going to claim that Roger Goodell appointed Troy Vincent to do the disciplining, okay? And that he didn't do the disciplining, and then I think they'll take the position that Roger Goodell then went out and essentially tried to authorize or sign off on that discipline. And the reason why they've got to be in that posture, and you can already see what Brady's doing. They've got Jeffrey Kessler on the other side. You know, Kessler was the guy that was out there with Vilma and those guys for Bounty Gate. He's had a couple of other big wins against the NFL in the past. And what I think Brady and everybody's going to try to look to, and I didn't really realize this until I read it. It was actually an article. I got to give credit where credit's due. To Florio on their Pro Football Talk, and there was a decision that none of us talked about, nobody really cared about 10 days ago. And there was a guy named Todd Hewitt. And Todd Hewitt was an equipment manager, and he had a labor dispute with one of the teams there in Missouri. And it was a four-year-old challenge, and the Missouri Supreme Court came back and said, you know what, it's not fair for the commissioner to oversee these arbitrations. And what I didn't realize is that if you go back and you look in the collective bargaining agreement, it says any dispute between any player, coach, and or other employee or any member of the league and any of the members' club or clubs. So Roger Goodell could act as sort of the judge, jury, all those good things for any of those cases. So this is limited solely to the state of Missouri, right? But that was a successful legal challenge that was out there. So I think what you see is Roger Goodell, had to read between the lines. I think Goodell, they think that Tom Brady wasn't forthright, didn't comply with the investigation the way they want. And so I think he wants to kind of come and get him, a little bit of an NFL God complex, if you will. But they realize that from a legal standpoint, this is problematic. And the reason why is that generally a collective bargaining agreement, which is a contract between the league and all of those players, is unassailable, right? And we all know that no union is weaker than the National Football League players when you look at the landscape of these other sports. So this really is kind of weird. But the one way that you could potentially trump it is if Tom Brady came in, he's got to go through the actual appeals process. And we know what's going to happen, right? Because if Goodell says, I'm going to hear this and go through it, it's not going to change, you know? It's like appealing to a jury that just convicted you. It's not happening. So the discipline would then be put in place, and then I think there would be an opportunity, at least especially based on this Missouri decision, to, I would assume, the challenge would be in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and would you go in and they would say that, you know what, this is a violation of due process, and the reason why is just like what they held in Missouri. Roger Goodell does have a financial interest. He is not unbiased, and so as a result, you don't really get what we call substantive due process. So that's what I think you're going to see happen.
Yeah, I want Roger Goodell to hear the arbitration because I want Brady to miss Game 3 against the Jaguars, and most of our listeners feel the same way. He's made a lot of mistakes. Obviously, Ray Rice, heck, even a couple of weeks ago, he didn't even know how to say Marcus Mariota. He was the second player in the draft. I mean, this guy makes mistake after mistake after mistake. Did he make a mistake here as well, though? Because he should have handled it And then it would have gone to a new neutral arbitrator, probably a guy like Paul Tagliabue. Instead, he hands it off to his man lieutenant, Troy Vincent, but comes forward with the quote, quote, "We reach these decisions after extensive discussion with Troy Vincent and many others." So now Tom Brady and his lawyers are saying, well, wait a minute. He can hand it off to Troy Vincent, but the commissioner still reached the suspension in the decision. Therefore, he's not allowed to hear the appeal.
I agree with you there, but I mean, I think what you got to do is really look at it. He wants to go and do this. He has set things up to this point, putting Troy Vincent in that position so that they can, quote, make the argument, I didn't institute the discipline, right? I'm going to be the one that hears the appeal.
But he gave the quote, though.
When we know
did he screw it by the quote?
But what you got to know is that I think these reports probably are true. I think if he sits down with counsel, they're going to say, hey, let's go get a third party to hear this, and then there really isn't a good opportunity to challenge it legally after that. You know, the arbitration would be final, and it would be binding. So I think he knows that that's a potential legal challenge. They've tried to put themselves in the best position, and I think it'll tell you a lot about Roger Goodell, because it'd be really easy from a legal standpoint to do exactly what you said and said, you know what, let's get an independent third party. Let them come over, see the appeal, let's be done, and let's move on. But I think Roger Goodell is kind of drawing the line here, and if he goes through with it and kind of had set these things up the way they were leading up to it, I think it's really clear that, it's almost seems personal, you know?
Brett, how's this thing going to land? In your opinion, what's going to happen here?
I think that if Goodell does hear it, that you will see a legal challenge, that they've got Kessler, who's a really good lawyer. It looks like you already see everybody posturing themselves, and I think you'd see a lawsuit after it. I don't know enough about law in the state of Massachusetts, but, you know, the Missouri decision seems to at least kind of give you some hope for the challenge. I think the real problem for Tom Brady, and so I think all his Jaguar fans can rejoice, that the clock is going to be ticking against them, and I don't know that you could go and get it overturned. You know, would it end up being moot and sort of a hollow victory? I just don't know how all that could play out before the times of the suspensions, because what you got to understand is that the quote appeal has to take place, the decision rendered, then a new lawsuit essentially instituted and brought up in the state of Massachusetts, and that's got to get resolved before it. So, yeah. You know, I think there'd be a decent opportunity for a legal challenge, and it may be something that the union says, let's go and keep fighting this, but it would be tough to maybe get it done in time.
Yeah, that, you know, and we've never seen anything like this. Even Bountygate, the punishment was handed down by Goodell, the arbitration was handled by former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. If it goes this way, whether it's a third party, I guess if it's a third party it will stick, but let's say it's Goodell who handles the arbitration, they can't find a way to get him removed, and the penalty sticks, and they do sue the NFL and take it to court. My understanding is the time period of all this will probably end up going into the regular season. So I know I'm putting you on the spot, but if it's said that way, would the suspension still apply if you're suing the NFL and taking him to court?
You know, well, it would. I mean, the NFL tells everybody who's going to get to play and who's not going to play. Now, if you could go and somehow get injunctive relief or get a court order that says, you know what, you're not going to be suspended until this legal process plays its all the way out, you know, i.e. once your challenge is done, then you could go serve the suspension. I mean, you may be able to seek injunctive relief in that regard. I have practice up in the state of in the Commonwealth, because you get in trouble when you say state, you know that. Up in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, they follow very closely, you know, generally the federal rules or what have you. So I would imagine there is an opportunity, you know, for some injunctive relief. But, those are things that are really so far, there's so many steps ahead right now to be able to figure it out. I don't know. My gut instinct would be that it would be really tough to be able to get it all handled in time and to get the suspensions off and have him on the field to allow those things to play through. I know the NFL wouldn't be willing to stipulate to any of that. They would say, no, because clearly it's within their governance to decide who gets to play and who doesn't get to play, you know? And yeah, so you'd have to have all of their discipline, run its way through and then get into the other court and then try to be able to find a way to get that court to seek injunctively and say, hey, yeah, no, you're going to get to play. We don't care what the NFL says. I just don't think that's going to happen. You know,
with the NFL, the NFL is a private enterprise. They can come out with the decision. My guess would be that if they were going to turn around Tom Brady and the Patriots and sue the NFL, it would be financially speaking, right? It wouldn't. I can't see how they could turn around and sue him for not playing in football games. The NFL is private, and you pointed it out. If they want to suspend Tom Brady, the NFL still is allowed to suspend Tom Brady.
Right, and so that's one of the things is that what they would argue is to say you never, hey, my career is only 12 or 13 years. There's only a certain number of games. When you seek injunctive relief, you go and show the court and you say, you know what, look, it's like more likely than not we're going to win on the merits. That's one of the things you prove. You show that you'd be, irreparably harmed if you didn't play in those games. Things would never be the same. And one of the measures of injunctive relief is you have to show that there really isn't a financial alternative. And I think what the NFL would say is, hey, you know what? If for some reason we end up losing this challenge, we can tell you exactly what the paycheck that Mr. Brady would get, and that would be the measure of damages, if you want. So, do you get the money back? Are you getting paid? Are you not getting paid? It would seem that you would be able to make a strong argument, at least from the NFL's position, to say, hey, governance as it relates to players should remain with us, and we could figure out what amount of money Mr. Brady would be damaged. But, at the same token, you got to remember, Tom Brady may get to sue in Massachusetts, okay? He's a pretty likable plaintiff up there, and I don't think the NFL is exactly going to be somebody they like. So we may even have a battle over jurisdiction, making sure that it's in a place that's more fair. That could take more time, but if it were to run through in Massachusetts, Brady might be able to get it done quickly and might be able to get injunctive relief just because, this guy is the Tim Tebow of New England or what have you. People really like him. These judges obviously all know who he is. So, that to me would be the thing that the NFL would really have to be concerned about is that they've got this precedent now in the state of Missouri that says that having the Goodell sit and act as the arbitrator is not, it's not due process. He's not fair. He's not, uninterested. So now they actually have a court case that they can point to, and then you've got a really likable plaintiff who potentially can sue in an area where he's from. If you divorce it from that and just look at the way cases normally make their way through, it'd be hard to get it done in time. But, all bets are off if you've got Tom Brady and Jeff Kessler, up in Massachusetts.
All right. Brett Hastings, law firm of justiceforjacksonville.com. Brett, this is going to be one of those stay tuned. It's not ending anytime soon, is it?
I love this. I haven't heard Ballou this fired up since, Jameis Winston, right? Pats and Knowles.
His quarterbacks are in the news.
I actually want him to get suspended for that Jacksonville game. People are wondering what's going on with me.
The law firm is justiceforjacksonville.com. Go ahead, Brett.
I was just going to say, the Jags fan in me absolutely wants him suspended for that game.
Yeah, me too. As a fan, I do too. But Brent Martineau made a good point the other day about there's something cool about to see him play against the best, too. So we'll see. Brett Hastings from justiceforjacksonville.com. Brett, have a great weekend. Thanks, brother. All right.
See you.
Brett Hastings checking in. justiceforjacksonville.com.